We owe $70
trillion. Yeah, I understand that, but
don't
you
to walk out
saying,
a $4 trillion solution,
okay,
which is basically just a...
Night. It's 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you're listening to the Ooze Outbreak Edition with your hosts, T.C. Downey and Jason Sorrell. T.C., what's going on, man? How you been?
What's up, man? I've been all right. It's been one of those weeks, but all in all, I'm here. I'm still not pushing up daisies, so I can't complain.
How's the apprenticeship going?
Awesome, actually. I think real well. I mean, I haven't gotten to do much more than a removal at this point, but the fact that I got to break skin this week kind of tingled me.
Now, when you say a removal, what do you mean?
Well, I think I've explained this a little bit in the past to you, but there is this stuff that John makes that you tattoo into a tattoo, and when it heals, it's gone.
Right on. That's what I thought you meant.
Yeah.
Cool. So you got to erase the tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
You got to erase the tattoo. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. It was especially neat because it was on the eyebrows. So, I mean, to me, that was fucking two for one. Total kill, man.
Right on. Crazy.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
I was gonna say my very first sticking and it's on somebody's face. I'm just excited about that.
I'm assuming this is a woman you tattooed or a woman that you worked on?
Yes.
How did she take it?
Man, that shit's nothing. The topical anesthetics that we use to prep them prior, they can't really feel it. I mean, there's no way, because they'd be coming out of their chair if they could. I mean, first you got to stretch the goddamn skin over their eyebrows so tight, you'd swear to God you were trying to make, what the hell is that, papyrus? Is that stretch skin paper that they used to write on?
Parchment, write on.
Parchment, that's it, yeah. I mean, you got to stretch it that tight. And then on top of that, I mean, it's not like you're gently waving a needle across them. No, you're really dragging that needle through their skin. So,
right.
I mean, they should, by all rights, if they're not numbed up properly, pretty much want to get up right that second.
How long does the topical anesthetic that you guys use last?
What do you mean by we let it set for about 20 minutes, so they're numb. I would say at least a quarter of the way through the procedure, which, I mean, generally they tend to go for about 30 minutes. You've got to make several passes over it. So,
okay.
They go about a quarter of the way through, and then once the skin's actually broken, he has a another anesthetic that actually is for deeper penetration that you rub over it. So it's kept fairly numb throughout the whole thing. And if they start to experience even a little bit of discomfort, it's no big deal just to you know, take a Q-tip and rub a little more medicine across it.
Right on. I know back when I was in the shop, the one of the things we thought about offering was a topical anesthetic. The customer would buy it or what have you, and what we did experiment with it a little bit, and the stuff that we were, that our shop owner was looking at selling probably only lasted about 20 minutes. It sounds like you guys are using a higher grade of stuff.
Yeah, it's, I mean, over the counter, the highest you can get is 5%. I think this stuff is 5%. I think lidocaine or something like that. I can't remember what the actual active ingredient is, but it's pretty potent shit.
Right on, right on. Well, this weekend, we ended up, I had a couple tattoos to cancel on me, like I was telling you before the show. And one of the fucked up things was, well, they were both a little bit fucked up. One of the guys got a hold of me about doing a tattoo, and he was going to trade a laptop tattoo. And we worked out the, you know, we worked out the deal and everything else. And his thing is he does refurbishing of machines. So I was getting a refurbished laptop for a what I considered a small tattoo on the guy's forearm, not a big deal. And his thing was, though, about how, you know, we wanted to set an appointment and everything else. And his whole spiel was, yeah, I understand what it's like to be in business for yourself. So, yeah, I'll definitely be there. And if you want me to throw some more money your way, or if you got business cards you want to get there, because I understand what it's like to be in business for yourself and blah, 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 blah. Not only did the guy not show up, but he didn't have the courtesy of fucking calling or anything. And he didn't respond to my calls all fucking day when I tried to find out, you know, dude, did you get in a car wreck? What happened to you? So that's a possibility. He might have died. I don't know. But I haven't heard from this guy. So that kind of sucked. Then my last tattoo for the evening here, I got her in because she was in a hurry to get this tattoo done and everything else. So I worked it in, last tattoo of the night. Later than I was normally, I normally take a tattoo, you know, given my day today. And she says, this is the thing, she's going back and forth with me. She says that she drove past the place, my place. I live in a gated community. So she drove past my place, saw the gate was closed, saw that the parking outside the gate was full, and didn't stop. And didn't call me. I get a message in my email. Didn't call me to let me know what the hell is going on. So, and again, this is another one that I'm, you know, I'm messaging back and forth, trying to get a hold of her and everything. And no such luck. And that's a shitty way to the end of the weekend. But had that going on. I see there's a good sized crowd here. It's like people are interested in what the hell we're gonna be talking about tonight. So I'm gonna waste your time with some other little bullshit before we even get into that. Saw Underworld Awakening this weekend. Have you seen it yet?
What is it? No, the new Underworld. I have not.
Yeah, my 17-year-old is a big fan of the Underworld series, and her grades this last semester, she's vastly improved her grades. It looks like she is on track to graduate this year. So we went ahead and we went and saw this movie. We saw it in 3D, did it all up and everything else, and it's a slugfest between vampires and werewolves for 90 minutes with a little bit of plot sprinkled in. So I wasn't really impressed, but if you're into that kind of thing, check it out. I guess the other thing we got going on is there's a new Demon Girl drawing on Creative Eye Studios. So check that out, or check out my Facebook account or whatever to see that, or in the blog, Creative Eye Studios blog, and check that out.
About the burlesque
Demon Girl
one?
The heavy set one, you mean? Or what do you mean?
Yeah, the heavy set one.
Yeah, she's more Rubenesque. She's more curvy. Check that out. My buddy Tim, he had a birthday back in October, and it was a drawing I did for him, and I held on to it, and hadn't seen him, so he's probably going to get it during our little Super Bowl get-together here in a couple of weeks. And then, of course, there's these the art cards that I'm starting to put out there, little bondage art cards. These are original pieces of artwork, but they're 2.5 by 3.5 inches. And right now I'm working in just pencil, so, you know, graphite and everything. I've got 3 more that I haven't put up on the website yet, so I'll be probably doing that tomorrow. I just haven't gotten around to it. So that's and along with, of course, you saw the zombie. Have you seen the zombie girl thing I did?
Yeah, actually I have. You're talking about the one where she's kind of in a laying down position.
Right, right. Everybody that's on Facebook, I get all these different things. I get, you know, everybody has a birthday. So I see these things and everything else. And last year for my birthday, this band, The Fall in Mind, the guy who's the lead singer in this band, basically he's the whole deal in this band. He sent me a little video clip of, you know, their birthday song. It was hilarious. And I thought that was really cool that, you know, he had this little, you know, birthday thing that kind of helped promote it, you know, promote his band or whatever. So I put together a little birthday e-card. It's a zombie girl, and she's got this brain that's got candles in it and stuff like that that she's taken a bite out, cut like a cake and everything. So if you're not a friend with me on Facebook and you want to get in on that, check out that e-card. Go ahead and add me on Facebook. So, yeah, that's pretty much all the shit that I've had going on. So that killed 12 minutes of the show right there. So we're going to be talking tonight. We're going to be talking tonight about being banned. And this is why this topic came up. And I know some people in here, there's people in here who have been banned or have banned other people in our chat room. I knew this would get your attention. I couldn't think of what we were going to talk about this week. And, you know, since the highbrow stuff last week, you know, wasn't as fully appreciated as we would have liked, I went on to SIN, Satanic International Network, just to see what everybody was talking about, what was being blogged about, what was going on, and looking at all the different things that were being discussed, and there were some interesting topics and everything, but the one thing that kind of caught my attention, and of course, it was also posted on, I think Female Satan has her blog, and there was something related to it, and it's come up on another person's blog. Anyways, the whole thing was that somebody, you know, had been banned from the Satanic International Network. Now, I have no horse in that race. I have no clue what happened, how it went down, what's going on with that. That's not what we're going to be talking about tonight. What we are going to be talking about is just the general concept of having a forum, having an internet forum, whatever it is, and banning someone who doesn't follow the rules, who isn't, I don't know, courteous, who doesn't kiss the right ass, you know, that kind of thing. Not just the people, you know, the type of people who get banned, but also the type of people who ban other people. So that's going to be the topic. And I'm one who has been banned in the past from a forum. So before we start taking callers, I figured that you and I would go ahead and discuss a little bit. So 615, you're calling in right now. You're going to have to hold off for a second while TC and I rip on this for a minute. So banning, man, what's your opinion or what do you think? Not of who's getting banned or whatever, but just the concept, just how it works and everything else. Is it a worthwhile tool or is it just kind of a joke?
That's kind of a trick question, I think. Not necessarily trick even, but the thing about actually banning somebody from a website, the silliness of it all is unless you have an IP ban, and even then if they're just a little bit computer savvy, it's not going to stop them from reappearing. It's not going to stop them from recreating an account. It's not going to stop them from interacting if they want to. So I guess the question off the top of my head that really applies to it is what purpose does it then serve? And instantly, as someone who's previously worked in retail management, I had if you want to call it the opportunity, or I had the pleasure of being told a story when I first got my own store by another guy who had been in management for a long time. And what he told me was what he called the George Washington theory. And there was a story behind this. The story goes that it's 75 or 1779 or something. And it's in the middle of the Revolutionary War. George Washington and his men are camped in for a long winter in Lafayette, a lot of heavy snow that particular year. Back in those days when it was harsh weather, they weren't coming out to line up in their little lines and pack their muzzle, you know, front loader shotguns and fire them off or whatever. They, you know, they just typically stayed in their tents until warmer weather when they'd come out and do their deal. But because this war was so important, because it was such a, it was a do-or-die thing. It was about the independence of the United States. George Washington issued his men basically one command, and that is that even though the winter is there, do not abandon your post, because the moment that you abandon your post, it's most likely that your enemy will seize that moment and take advantage, and, you know, well, that could cost the entire war. So months went through this cold winter, and the men were grumbling and belly aching and complaining because they wanted to go home, they wanted to be with their wives and children, they, you know, wanted to celebrate the holidays with their family, and they just couldn't do it because they were at camp waiting for the snow to break so they could actually fight. Well, one dude got this idea that one night, once the sun went down and everybody had settled in for sleep, that he would sneak away and ride to his town, which was only, you know, a couple miles away, and visit his wife and kids, and he would come back and sneak back into camp before the sun rose the next morning, and nobody would be the wiser. So he departs as planned, goes and spends the night with his wife, and when he comes back, as he sneaks into his tent, he's surprised to find George Washington sitting there waiting for him. Well, Washington escorts him out in front of everybody and quickly basically casts his judgment and draws his muzzle and fires, killing the man. His theory was that if you didn't, you know, kill that kind of insubordination right then, right there, you would lose control of your men and your army would be worthless. So the George Washington theory, as this manager so kindly told me, is that you make the first example possible of somebody. And you do this to show everybody else that you are willing to exercise the power and that you have that power, and that will hopefully keep them in line. And so I think that when comparing it to this particular situation, the Van Hammer itself is the George Washington theory. It's that single bullet that's meant to keep the peace, so to speak.
Right on, right on. And, you know, the thing is, while I see that, and I'm being a management, you know, before, you know, I understand that idea that if you set down some ground rules, some guidelines, and then you need to make sure that everybody understands these guidelines will be enforced, well, then the first person to violate them, you have to deal with to the fullest extent of those guidelines. However, what we see going on in our different forums, doesn't matter what the forums are or who's, you know, whose forums they are, is that you get banned. Like, I've been banned from a forum, and I've been invited to return to that forum. I've even been given, you know, honors from that particular forum, from that particular group. You know, where, you know, if I was banned, like at the George Washington model, you know, I should just be, you know, excommunicated. That should be it. It should be done. And it's a social network. It's a social kind of thing. So in most cases, when you're banned, you know, it's supposed to be a slap on the wrist. And if the administrators or whatever think you learned your lesson, then they let you back in. But, I mean, that's just more sign that you're more of a show that it's a hokey little bullshit power trip when you ban somebody. If you know that down the road, you know, because of your past behavior, there's a good possibility you're going to let them back in. I wanted to read a quote here, just a real quick quote. This is going to be familiar to a lot of people that are already in the chat room. When in another's lair, show him respect or else do not go there. This is the third law of the earth, the rule of the earth. Anton LaVey wrote this, part of the Church of Satan's, you know, dogma or philosophy or whatever it is, their rules, their standard behavior. The reason for this, this law, in my mind, is because if you go into a home and you have a householder, the person who's, you know, the master of the house, whoever it is, he has the power, he or she has the power to kick you out of that home, whether it's calling the cops or physically removing you or whatever it is. So if you go into another person's home or another person's form or whatever that happens to be, you are immediately in a position of weakness. No matter how strong your argument might be, no matter how rational your point is, you are in a position of weakness because, especially if you're challenging the householder, the person who is running the show, because they can kick you out. Ultimately, they can just, you know what, I don't like your argument, I don't like you, you're gone. And so it doesn't make a lot of sense, especially if your intent is to be in that forum. If your intent is to participate in that organization, that house, that group, whatever, then it goes against your goal, being engaged in that group, to be confrontational and to, you know, do things that would result in you being banned. Now, there are other purposes for being confrontational. You can do there's other reasons, and you can take a banning and whatever. But that's how I look at it. Now, in my opinion, the people that get banned, that go out of their way to be banned, they tend to be assholes. And the people that arbitrarily use the ban as some sort of, you know, punishment, because like you said, it's totally ineffective. You create another account or whatever, and you roll back in. Or you just wait long enough until things cool down, and you come back and you say that you'll play nice, and then you get back in, whatever it takes. I'm setting off the guy right now. I'm in the chat room. I'm setting off the guy, and I have respect for this guy, but I'm setting the guy off right now. He's already going on about, you know, blah blah blah. The analogy applies, man. That if you walk into somebody's, if you're in somebody's forum, you're in a position of weakness because it's their forum. And it seems to me there's two types of people who deal with this kind of thing, who are banned, who understand this idea that Satanists, this is the thing, and we're dealing with the Satanist forum, Satanists are a law unto themselves, okay? They define their own standards and behavior, and they're beholden to no one. That's how we view ourselves as a Satanist. That's how you look at things as a Satanist, more often than not. I'm not going to say that's the truth for everybody, but more often than not, it's you and your standards. And your standards, you know, it's you judge every fucking buddy else, and everybody's expected to live by your standards based on the way you see things. So two types of people have that understanding. You either have people who understand about this about themselves and don't take into consideration regards to anyone else. These people are assholes who, you live by my standards, we're going to do things my way no matter what the situation is, and the hell with what you think. And then, oh shit, look, I got banned from another forum. I got kicked out of another, you know, store because I didn't follow the rules. I didn't, you know, I got removed. And you continue to remove yourself further and further and further away from things until you just, you know, basically ostracize yourself out of fucking existence or any kind of, you know, potency whatsoever. The other side, the other type of people who understand this, who have this understanding about being beholden to yourself, is that they recognize that everybody else is also beholden to themselves, which means that they're still self-serving, still focusing on their own goals, their own agenda. But they tend to have, you know, what I guess I'd like to call tact, so that, you know, they understand they get more honey with vinegar, and they recognize that when they're in a position of power versus a position of weakness. And what's funny is when you see these guys who get banned from something, you know, when they talk about how if it truly is, I'm about myself, I'm about whatever it is I got going on, it's all about me, and if you don't like the way I behave, if you don't like the way I act, if you don't like the way I deal with you or argue with you, well, then it's your fucking problem, and fuck you. Well, when they get banned, instead of just walking the fuck away, they troll, or they do what you're talking about. They create a new account, and then they troll the account, or they go onto YouTube, and they bitch about it, or they go and fucking, they go on their blog, and they bitch about it, and I'm as guilty of this as anybody, so don't think I'm fucking pointing fingers. But, you know, that's what happens. What we're showing is, I really, really wanted to be in that group, and I am so self-righteous. I am so, you know, in my indignation, I'm so self-righteous about the whole fucking thing that now I'm going to use that to, you know, continue my little whatever it is, my little trip in my head to keep it going. If you really were beholden just to yourself, well, then you wouldn't give a shit. You got banned. Okay, fuck it. I don't have to deal with that. And I think what's funny is, if you get kicked out of enough forums, you either stop dealing with anybody because you just don't fucking you don't give a fuck anymore, or you can't get anywhere anymore because nobody wants to deal with your ass. Find out who you are. There are people like that in our in these little communities, in these little groups. There are people like that. As soon as you find out what their name is, they might have the they might have a brilliant fucking idea, but as soon as you find out they're who they are, you don't listen to them because you've heard about their past. You know shit they told in the past. So either that goes on, or they go out and they set up their own forums so they can turn around and do the exact same shit to somebody else. When you look at forums like YouTube, okay, YouTube has an exact set of rules. The rules can be a little bit arbitrary in their definition, in the way that they are enforced, but they have rules. And that YouTube, when you violate these rules, YouTube, you're not. YouTube doesn't give a shit. You're not personally hurting YouTube's feelings. YouTube is not, you know, invested emotionally into these rules. These are just the rules they have for the smooth operation of their forum. These forums that we deal with, usually when you go ahead and set up a chat room or whatever it is you set up, you might sit there and say, I want the free exchange of ideas. I want you to be able to say your fucking piece, and as long as you let everybody else say their piece too, and you're not a dick, you're not stalking people, you're not just fucking calling them names, you're not fucking giving them a hard time or whatever, you just you present your ideas, well then, have at it. But as soon as you start going, well, you know what, I think your ideas, Mr. Forum Master, are wrong, your ideas, this is what I have issue with, well, the guy who's the forum master can go, you know what, I'm tired of you fucking stepping on my dick, so you're gone. And That's the power of the ban hammer right there. But it's because these people that do the banning are personally invested in their forum. They built it, it's their baby, and they should be. So it just surprises me when people get banned, the reaction that they have, the reaction that I've had, you know, in my in thinking about it, you know, the 2020 vision thing, my reaction has surprised me in the past. So, again, the recent incidents in the different forums I've been in, nothing to do with what we're talking about. But I just thought it was something to be worthwhile for a show topic tonight. So 615 is on hold, has been on hold for 15 minutes. Let me go ahead and bring this person on. If you got something you want to say, TC, real quick.
I'm good, man. Go ahead and bring him on.
All right. 615, area code, you're on the ooze. What's on your brain?
Hey, guys, how are y'all doing? Now, I heard the show was going on. I was having trouble getting in. But, yeah, now, I think it's an interesting topic because it goes into really what internet culture is, you know, and where
right.
does that kind of whole thing lie, I think, which is, you know, I think that, like, for me, and now, and I'll be real honest about that, I've been banned a lot from
right.
conspiracy theory forums and New Age forums. Because, well, I actually started posting on them originally before I joined places like Sin, and I wound up getting banned initially because I actually started arguing an atheistic perspective on a forum that was not atheistic. And ironically enough, now I just troll them. So I get banned all the time. So, like, yeah, you know, like that's what I do, like, for fun, when I'm bored, I go create an account over at Godlike Productions and troll them for a couple weeks until they finally ask me.
Hello?
Yeah.
But you
I'm
will.
Here.
Okay, so, okay. Okay, well, yeah, you know what? When you're trolling for fun, when you're trolling to, you know, for some agenda, that it's wonderful. I understand that completely. But you got people who, you know, they'll troll a site like, and this has, again, nothing to do with the current incident, but the SIN, Satanic International Network, has been trolled by people who they're not doing it necessarily for fun. They're butthurt. They were so
yep.
emotionally invested in what went on there, and that, you know, they're hurt that their behavior wasn't tolerated by the adults in the room. So they've been asked to leave. Or I find this funny. They have these standards for themselves that are so impossibly high and so difficult for them to demonstrate on their own, okay? So these standards that they hold everybody else to, this is the line I hold everybody else to because this is the line I hold myself to, and you're disappointing me. I'm going to tell you you're disappointing me, and, oh, you're going to ban me because I'm telling you this. Well, if the person wasn't living up to your standards, why are you still engaged? Why are you emotionally invested? It's like these women And no offense to you, but it's like these women who they date a guy who treats them like shit. You treat them like absolute shit, and when they finally fucking get tired of it, they break up with the guy. And they go out and find another guy just like him who treats him like shit, or, you know, just goes, you know, over and over and over again. And the conclusion they come to is that all men are assholes. And in my mind, this is, you know, basic algebra. When one factor in every equation, it results in the same conclusion, well, it's that one factor that's causing that conclusion to arise, not all the other variables that they're running into. So it's you know, it's you that are the problem if you find yourself continuously being banned because nobody lives up to your fucking standards.
Yeah, I wrote a blog called The Blame Game this morning that was sort of about that you know, sometimes it's you know, it's you. It's not somebody else. It's not, you know, that I was at one time and somebody was like, well, the problem is that your rules are too strict, when the rule was simple, which was no cussing. That's it. That was the rule that was in contention. And this person couldn't stop cussing. And then they were just, like, basically screaming, whoa, I should be allowed to cuss. And it's like, no, that's a basic rule. They enforce it, you know. So, no, you can't cuss. And, you know, you keep getting banned and mad. Well, the problem's you, because you can't say shoot instead of shit.
Right. And there was a comment in the chat room here real quick. Somebody said that apparently now Satanism is about being nice to one another. Well, we're not talking about Satanism. We're talking about an internet forum and the standards for that internet forum. And going into an internet forum and then taking shots at the people that run the fucking thing and not expecting some kind of backlash. That's kind of what we're talking about. And then, of course, on the flip side, the people who have an internet forum where they want, you know, the free exchange of ideas, who get themselves a little bit butthurt when somebody has a free exchange of an idea that they don't like, and then they turn around and go, okay, well, I'm banning you because you disagree with me. And, you know, again, this is not related necessarily to the recent events that went on. But it's, you know, it's clearly, you know, somebody is a little bit more emotionally invested in this whole fucking thing than they want to admit one way or the other. Real quick, as an aside, you wrote a blog about psychic abilities.
Yes.
Right. And I read that. I thought I liked that. I wrote a blog called Carney Psychic, which, you know, the same thing basically, where it's about, you know, deduction and cold reading and stuff like that. So if you haven't, plug your blog real quick in case some of the people on here haven't heard of it.
All right. Yeah. It's a female-satan.blogspot.com. No, I've done that for 12 years. I either do the stripping thing, but honestly, a lot of times my bread and butter are doing those, like, retarded tarot card readings for people or astrological charts or whatever. So, yeah, no, I have a lot of experience in it. And the funny thing is that, I was in it with an argument with a guy who told me that I needed to go to the ghetto and meet voodoo people to understand the truth behind psychism, which I still don't understand what exactly that is, but okay. And I was like, you know, you don't get it. Like, even books on Wicca talk about reading people's body language and start getting you basic body language reads to tell if people are uncomfortable with reading. So even your New Agers that claim that they're communicating with some deity are doing the same exact thing. They're reading people, not a device in front of them. Yeah.
Right on. So, and Sammy just posted the blog link in the chat room for those people that are in the chat room. Check that out. It's not just your thoughts on just your general situation. I did read your blog. And every once in a while, you know, when I get a chance, I pop on there and I'll read some stuff. And kudos on the blog.
I was going to try to post it at Sin, but I cannot. I just got a tablet, and I don't know. It hates Sin. I made a mistake instead of getting a laptop this time. and it won't let me post links on there or Hotmail code or anything anymore.
Right on. What do you think of this idea? These people that, you know, they get banned because they're doing their thing and they're challenging whoever. They think they're living by a certain standard or whatever. And no matter what you say to these people about, look, man, it's, you know, if you're going to come here and you're going to participate here, these are the things you have to do. There's certain, you know, there's certain expectations or certain rules. And instead of going, you know, instead of rationally going, okay, these are the rules, either I'll abide by the rules or I'll, you know, I'll do whatever. And to, in order to continue to participate, or I just won't participate, instead of doing that, when they get banned, when they get kicked out, when they get told that they're, you know, they're being butthurt about it or whatever, they go, no, no, it's not me, it's you. It's all of you motherfuckers. It's everybody else. It's the whole fucking world instead of them. No matter what their problem is, they don't see the problem as something themselves, within themselves, it's every fucking body else.
Oh, yeah, no, I hate that. I hate that about people. That's what mine was about today, the blame game, because it's like, everybody does that. And honestly, at least to me, if you're claiming to be a Satanist and you're walking around blaming everybody else, you missed the whole point of that chapter, The God You Save Could Be Yourself, in the TSC, because that means that if something bad happened, you're to blame. And it doesn't matter. You may have pushed somebody's psychological button and they reacted way too harshly, but you still did something to cause the situation every single time. You know, like, nobody else is ultimately to blame for anything. You have to realize that your actions somehow made that happen.
Right on. Yeah, yeah. And it's even if, and that's, you know, that's just taking responsibility. It's having some clues to, you know, being in the situation. And the even things that weren't necessarily in your control, if you're still dwelling on it years later, well, then you've opted to be a victim. And it's another, I guess, another comment here in the chat room. When we're talking about going into a forum and, you know, following the rules or, you know, being courteous, again, walking to somebody's house, being courteous to the people who own the home. Otherwise, they kick you out. It's not about kissing somebody's ass. If you disagree with the person who owns the home, disagree with them and fucking leave. You know, and, you know, and then go do your thing. Go build a better fucking home. Whatever it is you're going to go do, but to just dwell on it, man. That's what I find hilarious, is that when we start dwelling on it and fucking expending huge amounts of energy on it and festering, you're like, you see it. It looks like, you know, they're just boiling with it. You know how pissed they are that, you know, so and so kicked me out of their little clubhouse. Instead of seeing that, oh, well, fuck it. If he didn't want me in his little clubhouse, well, then fuck him in his club.
Well, and I think the problem is, I don't know, I think the problem sometimes is a twofold problem, which is that if the rules are very, I was actually talking to my husband about this today, which is that if you're running a forum like that, you know, the rules actually need to be strictly enforced. And it has to be that way so that people know that those rules apply. Because if the rules are enforced in a rather lax manner and somebody breaks those rules and gets banned, you're going to have a lot of people turning around and going, but that's not fair. You know,
right. If you have a forum for the free exchange of ideas, the rules have to apply to everybody equally. So they can't be arbitrary rules, and they have to be enforced, and they have to be enforced to the fullest extent. If they're arbitrary, then they're just bullshit rules. They're rules to have fucking rules.
And the thing is, too, that what winds up happening is that, you know, it winds up that people start questioning administration automatically, because if it's been kind of arbitrarily enforced, they start feeling like they can kind of adjust that. And, you know, I was actually telling my husband earlier, I was like, the problem is twofold, because I said, you know, if the rules are kind of lax and arbitrary, the administration does sort of, you know, any ruling body becomes corrupt because they only enforce those rules when they want to, not because they have to.
Right on.
I'm just going to kind of rear my head right in here and say I don't agree with the idea of the rules needing to be arbitrarily enforced. I don't agree that if it's not consistently enforced, people don't know where the lines are. I mean, you can pretty much, you know, watch a place for a short period in time and get an idea of how the waves roll, so to speak. You know, I think, on the other hand, the problem becomes when people aren't willing to take some kind of responsibility for how they themselves carry themselves. And I mean, let's just face it, there's a couple of things, no matter how much you cry about something not being fair, it's still just that, it's crying. And, you know, it's life. It's not going to be fair. Get the fuck over it. You know, I mean, just from my own perspective as someone who's both managed people in real life and managed people now on the internet for some length in time, I mean, there's just a couple of things that really irritate me, and that's those folks who somehow think that they need to have that third-party babysitter, that otherwise, you know, their behavior is excusable, and it's not. You're accountable for your own behavior regardless.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, no. And I do agree with that, that people should be accountable for their own behavior. I think that it's a, I don't know, it's a weird thing, and, you know, I've never actually been in the position to control, like, a web forum, so I don't actually know, like, what that's like. And I do sort of think that JK has it right when he says, you don't fire them, you make them quit. Because if somebody actually quits, they tend to not come back, ever.
Right, right. Yeah, you don't see, and again, we're talking here about generalities. We're talking about being banned. We'd be talking about me and the Cult of Cthulhu for all we're fucking talking about. So this is what we'd be talking about. So if you're listening to the show and you're taking what we're saying personally, well, then you're kind of proving our point.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening to the show and you think that the examples apply to you, well, then consider why the examples apply to you. But, you know, this is a show about generalities. One of the things I brought up in another show was how I remember one of the first things I came across studying Satanism was listening to another Satanist talk about Satanism, and he talked about how, as a Satanist, he hates being around other Satanists. The reason for that is because if they're really Satanists, well, then they have their own ideas about how things should be done. They have their own standards, and nobody should live up to those standards. They should be the only ones who ever live up to those fucking standards. And so when you're dealing with those kinds of assholes, frankly, you don't want to be around those kinds of people. So things like these different forums that crop up and everything else, there's a certain degree of give and take that has to be in place. It's not a true, full Satanist standard. Otherwise, these things would just tear themselves apart. And again, you walk into somebody's sandbox, and they've got, even if it's arbitrary rules, you know, if it's Wonderland where the reality changes every fucking 5 minutes, if you don't like it, go find another sandbox, you know. Don't wet yourself over, you know, the fact that, oh, well, they kicked me out of this sandbox, and I really wanted to play there, you know. Big fucking deal.
Oh, no, yeah, I certainly agree with you. And it's something that, no, and I've heard you talk about that. The guy said all, you know, Satanists are assholes. And I actually do sort of agree with that assessment quite a bit, actually, because, like, the people that, like, I know that I feel are really Satanists, they piss me off more than anybody else probably on the planet, because they tend to hold me to their standards when I have my own. Which tends to just cause a lot of arguing a lot of times.
Right, right. Well, and you've got assholes who have social skills, so, you know, they know how to deal with other people, and then you have assholes that have no clue. And I think that's a big part of what we see going on, is that you've got assholes who have no clue, who get involved in these forums, who don't know how to deal with other people, and then they get banned and they get pissed off. And you've got assholes that set up these fucking forums and start treating other people like shit. You know, which is their prerogative if it's their forum. And that's the fucking thing that I find hilarious. These people that go, oh, well, they treated me like shit there. Well, no kidding. It's their forum. And if you drew their ire, well, then you're going to get treated like shit. So, TC, I guess we got another caller floating on the line. Is that Zach?
Yeah, that looks like Zach's number.
What's that? It looks like Zach's number?
Yes, that looks like Zach. Yeah, it's Zach.
Do you think he wants to talk? Let me bring him on. Let me run. Hang on. It's not working. Hang on. 619 area code. You're on the Ooze. What's on your brain, man?
What up, guys? Yeah, it's Zach. How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's going on,
what's
man?
What's up, man?
Yeah, I just as being a network owner that's banned people, but as also being somebody who's been banned from multiple networks, including YouTube, multiple times. You know.
Uh-huh.
Jason, you made up a good point, man. Like, you know, and when someone else's house treated with respect, do not go there. And although the internet isn't necessarily a house or a form or a network, isn't really a house. At the same time, somebody had to create it, somebody maintains it, and most importantly, somebody fucking pays for it, and that somebody's me, right? So it's like, you know, you have to be fair and just to everything, but the bottom line is, if you don't like it, you know, you can just fucking leave, you know? I mean, no one's keeping you there, you know? I mean, there's a lot of people on my network that I really dislike, but because they're not really problematic or a source of constant drama or whatever, you know, I just, like, ignore them. But at the end of the day, man, you know, it's that's what it really comes down to. I mean, there's other places to go, and if you don't like the policies or you're not willing to show respect to the people that own the network, I mean, I'm not talking about kissing ass, I'm just talking in general respect to the people that own the network, well, then, you know, you might not last very long. You might want to find someone else to go play.
Well, you know what, and the thing is, with your forum, okay, since we're talking, since you called in, we're talking about, and since you're talking about your forum, it doesn't matter. The whole idea about respect, and I know this was a big part of the discussion, the whole idea about respect, I give a damn if respect, whatever that means, is your standard. If you decide that you don't like the picture that somebody posts as their picture, if you decide, and let's say it's their real picture, and you just don't like the color of their hair, and you decide to ban them, that is your prerogative because it's your forum. Like you said, you paid for the fucking thing. And if people don't like that, well, they will stop going to your forum, you know, so let the market will out. But it's your standards, whatever standards you decide to apply. So if somebody earns your ban, you know, for whatever reason, well then, well, have at it, you know, and just whatever happens.
Well, it's in, too, there's a social dynamic that exists that doesn't necessarily exist on other forums that cater to the same audience, which means that social skills are as important as in, if not more important than intellect or having a good argument, honestly.
I think so. If you can't go in there with a little bit of humor, and that's key. I think it's key in Satanism in general. If you don't have a sense of humor, if you don't have a little bit of humor to yourself, if you take yourself a little too seriously when you deal with other people, at least in the way you express yourself, as a Satanist, you should take yourself as seriously as fucking possible. You are it. You are the shit. Whatever, you know, whatever you got going on, and you're a Satanist. You are the apex of fucking evolution on whatever path that you're on. That's the attitude you should have. Good on you. But so is every fucking buddy else. And if you don't have a sense of humor about that, well, then you find yourself being banned. You find yourself constantly running into, you know, people not getting you, people not understanding you. You've got all this angst. Grr, people don't get me. You know, well, yeah, because you're an ass. So, and again, we're talking about generalities here. I have been called an asshole by probably everybody of this that it's on this phone conversation right now, at least under the breath, once or twice it's happened. So, and that's as it should be. That's by design. So, you know, that's the way it is. And if you can't deal with that, if you can't hang, well, find another sandbox to play in.
Sorry, Jeanette. One little quick thing. I don't get cell phone reception in my apartment, so I got to stand out here on the beach and talk. And so I can't respond because I can't see it, any of the comments in the chat room. So just throwing that out there.
Well, the comments kind of dried up when it was pointed out that, you know, taking this shit personally was just proving her point, basically. But yeah, you're not missing anything, man.
All right, cool.
Mm-hmm. And we're really mad about you being out on the beach. Yeah. We're really sad for you, dude, having to be out on the beach taking a phone call.
Well, you know, you can't drink on the beach. I know I'm beer sitting inside, and that's one problem. Second problem is it's kind of cold and it's sprinkling on me, so I got to wear my hat. So.
Oh. Cool. What were you going to say, Jen?
Huh?
Were you going to say something?
Oh, I was, but I forgot, so go ahead.
I have that
problem. I didn't plan on this show being a two-hour show. There's no reason to fucking talk this thing into the ground for another hour. So this is probably going to just be a one-hour show unless TC has something else he wanted to talk about for the next hour.
I didn't have anything particularly in mind. I was actually kind of thinking we were talking about things you would find on the walls of a tattoo shop. And so I looked on Facebook and went, oh, shit.
That's right. I forgot all about that. So we'll have to do that next week, and I'll write that shit down. My head's been all over the place, man, for the last, like, 3 weeks, so it's been rough.
Right on.
So next week, definitely, we're going to talk about the weird shit you see on in tattoo shops. And I think maybe not just the stuff you see on the walls, but just the weird, you know, kind of shit that walks in and out of tattoo shops that goes on around tattoo shops and stuff like that. So if you're not familiar with that kind of thing, check out the show next Sunday. We only got about 10 minutes left, and I don't want to hurt anybody else's feelings because I care about you guys. I care about each and every one of you listeners, absolutely. I'd care more if you started ponying up some money for this fucking thing, that's for fucking sure. We still need to fund this, so if you folks want to give your donations, if you dig the little show, the little banter back and forth, hook up with TC. He's got the PayPal account, and which I got to make my deposit into that PayPal account tonight. I realized today that I haven't done it yet, so I'll get that taken care of when we're done here. Lehi's being a dick in the chat room. Thanks, Lehi. Lehi used to make it out for the Super Bowl. We're going to be here watching the game and drinking. I guess this, we'll talk about, send us your money so that we can show the people that out there that this is working well. So awesome. We'll use that as kind of a measuring stick. Even though you're listening, your patronage is a big measuring stick as well. I know that we've hit some high marks, like 45,000 listeners. Is that right? 45,000.
Not quite. There's a couple hundred off still.
Okay. So keep listening. Tell your friends. That's a big deal too. Friday. Well, let me talk about last Friday. Friday, Wicked Pump and Lexi did a show. They talked about SOPA and TIFA. If you guys aren't familiar with those, these are internet censorship acts that are being discussed in Congress. They talked about that a little bit, so check out the Friday show from last Friday. It only went about 45 minutes because they kind of they talked it out. But it was fun listening to what was going on and everything. And that happens to be the show topic for next Tuesday when the Rotten Biohazard and myself are on the news at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to be talking about SOPA and TIFA. And some articles I found talking about how SOPA and TIFA can be used by the common person to burn Zach Black if they so chose. So we're going to be talking about that on Tuesday. Other than that, there's going to be some new artwork on Creative Audience Studios. So if you haven't checked out the new artwork that's there already, I did drew a new Demon Girl. We talked about that at the beginning of the show. So check that out. It's on the website, on the blog. I don't know, man. What else is going on, TC?
There's honestly not a whole terrible lot here that I can think of, man. I've been so focused on shit that's happened in the RL, I haven't, really been too focused on what's going on here on the internet. I've been catching a few things here and there, but honestly, it's going to be a little while before I can really get some hard focus going on different things. I do want to mention that I think this past Saturday night or last night's Primus Mano edition actually turned out really well. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to that yet, I'd recommend definitely hitting up the archive. I think for something that was originally like we had no clue which way we were going, it turned into a pretty fruitful discussion. So
Hey, Jason, you mentioned that, you know, while you're throwing money around people's PayPals, you know, feel free to hit mine, too.
There you go. Yeah, support Sin also with your PayPal donations.
No, actually, Jason,
oh, yeah, you want my money.
I heard you. No, I'm talking about you personally. I don't want anybody else's money. I want your money.
I know. Yeah, I heard you. So, yeah. Yes, I will do that as well. But maybe lose my train of thought. TC was just said about being engaged in the real world, in real life. I think that's the biggest thing that I find humorous about the whole banning thing, the whole fucking thing. It's like, you know, at the end of the day, does it really fucking matter if some internet forum says you can't play there anymore? Does it really have that big of an impact on your day that it's worth the investment of energy that some people put into it? It just kind of blows my mind. But anyways, yeah, Satanic International Network, of course, is always taking donations. But moreover, those who are able to participate, who haven't been banned, get over there, check it out, get engaged. It's a conversation. It's thinking differently. The conversation not always necessarily highbrow. It's not necessarily, you know, not always, but it's a good time. A lot of people, you know, joking around. A lot of heavy stuff, too, man. That was the other thing. When I was looking at some of the topics for the show tonight, forgetting that we had a show topic already. Sorry, TC.
That's all right.
You know, I'm looking at this. I went there to kind of mine it for something. Okay, what are people interested in? What are they talking about? There was somebody talking about awakening that they were looking at. They were looking for different advice on, you know, different ideas. Praxis was being discussed. Some nut on there who wanted to know if people knew the difference between slavery and some sort of, you know, servitude. And it went on to this weird, anytime anybody made a comment, she would go off on some weird tangent. Very defensive and completely insane, but highly entertaining reading if you can follow it. So check that out.
Oh, yeah, she's on my wall as well. So you can find more of her on my wall because she got mad at me. So she's over posting on my wall. Apparently, I'm a short, fat Asian chick that the KKK is going to get.
Awesome. So
yeah.
That kind of lunacy is on the Sin network, so check it out.
Yeah, speaking of bands, she probably won't be around too much longer.
But she's fun, Zach. She's so much fun. Actually, I Googled her, and she's been banned from, like, everywhere. Like, yeah, I think
that's
the last place she could make an account at.
Oh, if you guys want to see her, then I'll
do you guys remember when Googling a girl wasn't something that was, you know, you could say in polite company?
No. Oh, I was going to ask Beast, what do you want to do on Wednesday?
Honestly, I haven't put too much thought into it. I was kind of thinking of getting into centers and talking a little more on different aspects of Fourth Way that I think are misrepresented in some other rings. But overall, I hadn't really come to a solid idea yet. Most of the time, my inspiration for running my mouth just generally is, I don't know, my mouth opening and shit falling out of it. It's not like I've got some deep, you know, philosophical plan going. It's literally just flying off at the seat of my ass trying to figure it out.
Well, I think that's
where
most of the gold comes from, though, honestly.
Since Zach's banning people, they're generating a hit list in the chat room. I find that's funny.
That's pretty funny. So, I mean, yeah.
I'm actually surprised I've never been banned from Sin. I always expected, like, I've expected the ban hammer to drop on me a couple times, and I've always been like, wow, it didn't happen. That's cool. Yay.
You know, in all honesty, to get banned from Sin, you either got to piss Zach off in the chat room, or you just got to be a constant asshat on the front page of Sin for a month or two at a time, and then you get my goat.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Is that like the people that get banned from Sin really, really deserve it. It's rare that I'd say, no, that person didn't deserve a ban from saying, because most of the time I've been thinking, man, I would have banned them a month ago.
Well, guys, go ahead, dude. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't actually know that any of the other admin have ever even really used that. Maybe Lexi once or twice, and Jason King, I can't think ever. I know Taruk, when he had the banhammer, he kind of went nuts, but...
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I think that's why I got taken away from him.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, ultimately, it doesn't happen except for by two of us.
Right on. Well, we're at the top of the hour, so I think we're going to wrap it up. So check out the show next Sunday when we talk about the craziness you see in a tattoo shop. We'll do that for an hour or so, and we'll just catch you cats later.
Later.